Saturday Breakfast with Mark Carter on BBC Sussex.
We've been running a fantastic series this week.
My granddad lives a long way away, so we can't visit him a lot.
He's really nice. Most of the time I go around for a sleepover.
When he doesn't know people's names, he actually just calls them Fred.
The Generation Game on BBC Sussex.
We've been talking about the special relationship between different generations and in particular between grandparents and grandchildren. An amazing response that we had as well to the different conversations and the topics that we've covered. Neil Pringle now looks back on what's been a really positive week.
This week has been all about different generations and how they get on.
She was born before World War One, and that means she can tell us loads of the past, so it's a bit educational.
We met Josh and his great-great-grandmother Peg.
I think my upbringing stayed with me, helped me through life, because I had one or two knocks. I mean, the war was over practically when my husband was killed. But when my son was 20, I remarried very happily. And he said he was glad to get rid of me because he was giving me away.
This week, we also investigated whether or not there's a generation gap when it comes to humour, which is why we sent different generations to see Ken Dodd's happiness show.
They had wonderful songs in the old music hall. They had wonderful. These are real wonderful songs, like When Banana Skins Are Falling, I'll Come Sliding Back to You. Honestly, that was a real song. How does a hen know the size of an egg cup when it lays an egg?
You can relate to him, I think, because you're similar sort of ages, whereas I can't. I feel like I can relate to what he's saying, whereas like with younger comedians, I can relate a lot more easier. I think that's why I find them funny.
For older people, it's probably quite refreshing to have the things that aren't said anymore and that aren't portrayed in the media or never on TV or never on the radio to be kind of alive again. It's like they're Glastonbury. Actually, it's probably a lot like Glastonbury because everyone in the audience is on drugs, but yeah.
And not so muddy.
No, not so muddy.
This week we've been looking at how generations stay in touch, getting grandparents to try texting.
All of that just to get a little dot after my thing. No wonder I want to pick up the phone and talk to somebody.
And we've been seeing whether young people can get something out of writing a good old-fashioned letter.
I feel really vulnerable because, like, when you write a letter, you open this part of you to another person and they're completely, like, free to do whatever they want with it. So I was really pleased when I got my grandmother's reply.
And whenever you need me, I will be by your side, as long as I'm alive. I miss you. Chata.
Te extraño, mi chata.
The Generation Game Week has also eavesdropped on conversations.
Can you tell something I don't know about you?
It's a tricky question. Did you know I've not got any hair?
I knew.
Do you know where I could get some?
Well, next.
Okay, I'll go around there tomorrow and see if I can get some more.
And we've even been finding out how old grandparents really are.
I've got two, but I think one is either 80 or 90. Yeah.
Maybe they're both 80.
Or 100.
Yeah. No.
Hazy, they'll be dead.
They'll be dead.
They wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
He's nearly 200.
No, he's not.
Here he is.
Good stuff. And if you've enjoyed the Generation Game, I must say as well that tomorrow afternoon on my laid-back Sunday from 3, we'll replay those children from right from the start of the week talking about their grandparents. It's well worth the listen. We'll do that tomorrow afternoon. Thank you to everyone who has contributed to that. We've been working with a company called Company Paradiso. They're actually a charity from Shoreham to help people take part in our Generation Game who might not really have otherwise been able to do so, and their work being supported by funding from the National Lottery Awards for All, the Sussex Community Foundation, and also the Foyle Foundation. It's 12 minutes now to 9.